This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's a labor market follow-up to what Chair Powell said today about this economy. If it feels like you're getting an unusual number of out-of-office replies to your emails, well, you are. There's been a big increase in people taking time off this summer. So say the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Census Bureau. Nearly a million more vacation days taken this June than last. And get this, between June 29th and July 11th, nearly 4 million people were either out sick with COVID or caring for a loved one. That is almost double the number from last year. And once again, for those in the back of the room, this virus is still not done with this economy. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes a look at how businesses are dealing with that.
As COO of Phil Stefani Signature Restaurants in Chicago, Stephen Hartenstein doesn't usually do much cooking, but he's been spending more time in the kitchens of its 12 restaurants.
Partially for camaraderie, partially to learn, and partially because we're short-staffed.
It's a big weekend. The company has a few booths at the Lollapalooza Music Festival. But he says it's been like this all summer. Employees are taking about 40% more time off. He doesn't want people coming in sick, and he knows they need a break.
And yet, if you're blessed enough to be constantly busy, it puts you in a quandary.
A quandary that's often unpredictable. When he's in a pinch, he sometimes calls former employees to fill in. But mostly, he's been cross-training workers on how to bus tables, serve guests, and bartend. Arthur Wheaton, director of labor studies at Cornell, says temporary spikes in labor shortages are happening across lots of sectors.
You're seeing it in the airline industry for people not having enough pilots. You're seeing it with teachers.
He says businesses are either trying to hire extra workers or reduce output. Of course, both of those options come with consequences for businesses and for consumers.
Whether it's groceries or whether it's cars, if you can't get enough of the product in, demand is higher than supply, you charge more money.
This is the cost of doing business for now, and maybe forever. Caroline Walsh, an HR analyst at Gartner, says employees are no longer shy about taking time off.
Workers care more about their work-life balance and actually are rethinking the role that work plays in their life.
And that means people are less likely to leave any amount of time off on the table. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.